Hi. Ha. So, yes, hi. You're not meant to be here. I mean, of course you're meant to be here. It's your office. I just mean you're not meant to be here right now because I'm pretty sure that you're meant to be at a meeting. Not that I keep tabs on your schedule at all. Why would I do that? Yeah, so I'm just going to go. I'm not going because you just shut the door and you're looking it. You're looking the door. That's amazing. I mean, it's not amazing. I was hoping to go through that door. I'm fine, though. I can hang out. I'll hang out. So, yes. What? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? That's a good question. That's a very good question. I got lost. I got lost. I thought this was my office, and it's not my office, so I'll just go. But I can't because the door, so just... People get lost. Well, I mean, it's very unlikely that I would get lost, but I did, because what else am I doing here? That's what you're wondering. That's what I'm wondering. Why am I here? That's... It's not what it looks like. What does it look like? So what? No. No. No, I mean, this does not look like that. I mean, it does kind of look like I'm your secret admirer and I'm leaving you stuff, but I'm not. So it's not that. It's not what it looks like. It's really not what it looks like. If it's not what it looks like, what is it? That's a good question. That's a very good question. And I totally have an answer for that. That... is something I have. I definitely have an answer. I just need to... So, I'm not lost. This is not my office, and this is not my department, and I don't know what that is. I mean, that was there when I got here. That was there. And I was curious. I saw... Yes, I know what it is. I just came up. I just remembered. I just remembered. I was walking down the corridor, not lost, because I don't get lost. And I saw the box. I saw the very shiny red box with the bows and the balloons. And I got curious and I am nosy, really nosy. So I decided to find out what it was. So I just kind of came into your office and what? You closed the door and you locked it. You closed the door and you locked it so I couldn't see it. She picked the lock. They picked the lock. Your secret admirer picked the lock and obviously they left the door open and then I saw the box because they left the door open and I was nosy and that explains everything. Why didn't she make sure to close the door behind her? They. You don't know if it could be anyone. It could be anyone. It could be, well, it's not me. It's definitely not me. Not me. It could be anyone, but not me. Just... obviously not me. Because if I was your secret admirer, I would know what's in that box and I wouldn't have had to come inside to see what it was because I would already know. So in fact, that gives me the perfect alibi. It's not me. Could be anyone else. Is it Emma? Emma? You? Why would you want Emma to be your secret admirer? I mean, but seriously, why? Why? Well, yes, it could be Emma. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not Emma. It's just... No, I'm pretty sure... No, it's not Emma! Probably. It could be anyone, though. But not me. You know what? I'm going to go. I'm just going to leave. I mean, obviously you need to unlock the door and I can go and then you can open it and you can see what's inside. Yes, of course I want to know what's in it because that's why I came in here. I want to know what she got you. They. Could be Emma. Probably Emma. Not Emma. It's definitely not Emma! I mean, it could be Emma. I mean, how would I know if it's not Emma? I don't know what reason that would be. I mean, obviously, if I was, I'm not, so I don't. You know what? Don't you worry about unlocking the door. I'll just pick the lock and I'll just take care of it and you can just... I don't know how to pick locks. Why would you think that I know how to pick... locks? Did I say that I was going to pick the lock? I did say that. So technically yes, I can pick locks, but I don't pick locks, because that's something that a secret admirer would do, and I'm obviously not your secret admirer, because it's Emma. It's Emma. It's Emma, and that's why I was acting so dodgy, because I know it's Emma, and I was keeping her secret. And failing. So what? No. I mean, you don't need to do that. You don't need to go to Emma. You don't need to go to Emma. I mean, why would you go? I mean, yes, she is your secret admirer. That hurts to say. Look, she doesn't want you to know it's her. So it's not her. It's not Emma. It's someone else who's not Emma or me. I'm just going to go and pick that lock, only I'm not going to pick that lock because I don't pick locks, because I don't know how to pick locks. You just didn't lock it, even though you thought you locked it, so I'm not picking the lock, and I'm not your secret admirer. Okay. Actually, can I just ask a question? I know it's not the right time, because obviously we're trying to figure out who your secret admirer is. It's not Emma, it could be Emma. It might be Emma, who knows? I don't know. So not the time, but I couldn't help but... You were meant to be at a very important meeting. A very, very important meeting. It was so important that you went around telling everyone it was so important. Really important. You made a point of telling everyone it was a really important meeting. You made a point. Why would you do that? Why? Oh, no. Oh, no. This is a trap, isn't it? This is a trap. Obviously, it's a trap. It's obviously a trap. You don't go around telling people how important meetings are. Oh, you hate meetings. This is a trap. This is a trap for Emma. Not for Emma, for your secret admirer. Who's not me? It's not me, though. I'm not your secret admirer. I swear it's not me. You don't have any proof. Is that a camera? That's a camera. That's a... Shit. You took this pretty seriously, didn't you? Why is that so sexy? It's not sexy. I mean, it is kind of sexy, but no. Oh, no. I can explain. I can't, but I'm gonna try. So, I know it looks like I am your secret admirer because you have literally caught me red-handed. My hands aren't red, but the box is, and you caught me. You didn't catch me, you... Look, just give me a second and I'll come up with something and it'll be super convincing. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I am so in love with you. Oh, no. See? That was a bad plan. That was a really bad plan. I thought that if I threw something big at you, you would forget that I was your secret admirer. But instead, I just confessed my love. And now you know it is definitely me. It's definitely me because I just confessed my love to you. Just give me a second. And that's what Emma wants you to think, because she is... I can't do it. I was going to say that she's really clever and you planned this, but I can't because I hate her. I don't hate her. I mean, she steals stationery, she drinks too much coffee, she's always looking at you, and I mean, I'm not a big fan of that. I'm not a big fan. Just no. No. Did you want her to be your secret admirer, by the way? Because you seemed... Part of the trap. It was part of the trap. You're so sneaky and sly, and I really like that. Why do I like that? It's all the sneaking around. It's done something to me. I'm into that now. I'm not into that. I mean, I'm into you. So, I'm guessing I'm the same colour as the balloons in the box. Yep, I'm bright red. So, I'm just going to go and pick the lock and, I don't know, hide in the stationery cupboard for a couple of days. Maybe a week, probably a month. Actually, I might just move in. But I can't do that anymore because I just told you that I'm going to do that, and that means you'll know where to find me, and that kind of defeats the purpose of hiding, so I'll have to find a new hiding spot. Bum. So I'm your secret admirer. Surprise! Or not, because apparently you knew. You hoped? Really? Oh. Why didn't I just tell you? Well, that kind of defeats the whole purpose of being a secret admirer. Does... Oh, the love thing. Well, Well, it's not exactly something you just come out with, is it? It's. I mean, yes, you told me at the Christmas party that you're madly in love with me. Oh, you're madly in love with me. I thought you were drunk. You weren't drunk, just nervous. Oh. You confessed your love and I just patted you on the head and walked away. Well, I thought you were drunk and I was... You just confessed your love and I'm in love with you and I didn't know what to do and I thought you were drunk. So I just patted you on the head. And then I went and hid in the stationery cupboard. I really spend too much time in that stationery cupboard. That's a problem. Right, so that's kind of awkward. So I didn't have to do any of this. I didn't have to do the sneaky spy shit. I love you? No, it's not a question. It's just, I love you. I am just also an idiot. A very in love idiot. A very adorable idiot. Thanks, I think. I mean, yes, thanks. You think I'm adorable? I patted you on the head. That's so bad. Darling, how can I make it up to you? How can I make this better? How can I... I mean, I patted you on the head. That I have to do a lot. No, I haven't. What have I done? Ooh, the presents and the flowers and the balloons and the tea and the corgi ice sculpture. Yeah, I kind of got into being your secret admirer. So, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Are you going to kiss me? Oh, you're going to pat me on the head. Yeah, I deserve that. I really deserve that. So I'm going to go because I have a meeting and I wasn't actually meant to be in here this long. I was meant to be in and out. So do you want to unlock the door? I mean, I can pick the lock, but... No, I didn't learn to pick locks to sneak into your office and leave you things. I mean, I did a bit. I might have gone on a spy course, and by might have, I mean I did. Wait a minute. You went, ooh, you like it. You're into that. You're into the spy stuff. You like that I'm a spy. I am a spy. I've got a certificate in invisible ink. You know, darling, I have skills. I have very spy-like skills, and I also have a meeting. And unlike your meeting, it's a real meeting, and I do have to go. And this is such bad timing because I want to show you my skills. I really do. So, turn around. Just turn around. So, your office has a secret. Well, I mean, I did a thing, and now there's a secret passage. It's an air vent, but I'm just going to wiggle into it. I shouldn't have told you. Why did I tell you? So I was hoping that you might turn around and see me wiggling because I wiggle around you because you once looked at my ass and... Well, I think you looked at my ass and so I started wiggling around you. I wiggle when I walk. You noticed. Did you like it? Well, in that case, turn around and watch me wiggle. Watch me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't. Oh, no. Darling, I'm not saying that I'm stuck, but I am stuck because I went too quickly. I should have gone slower and now I'm sort of wedged. Could you just, I mean, This is kind of embarrassing and not very spy-like, but could you just maybe give me a shove? Just, you know, push. Yes. Darling, put your hands on my ass and push. Thank you. All right, I'm just going to, which way is the meeting? I'm sure it's, Oh, bollocks.